Oh, the second hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. You know, I was sick all last week. So I was hanging around my house, being sick. Had a sinus thing that just knocked me out. Just, I couldn't walk. I couldn't, anyway. And so I started just looking through apps and started looking through all these streams and everything like that. And I never really want to get totally into technology to where I forget about what it's like to be a person. But I found a bunch of folk music. And, you know, a lot of people want to know where to find folk music because less and less time public radio spends on folk music for a lot of different reasons. One, it doesn't pay the bills at all. But anyway, that's how that goes. And so people are looking for more resource. And I'll give you a couple here. I can do this because I'm not making any money doing this. Most of these are non-commercial websites. The most prevalent one, the one that you'll have the easiest time finding, is folkalley.com. And folkalley.com is a website. Has all kinds of stuff going on. They have sessions. They have live appearances, you can see. They have all kinds of listings of where people are and tour schedules and everything. It's a very, very complete website. And they play a lot of music. It's mainly geared towards root stuff, and it's mainly geared towards contemporary. And even the traditional music you hear on Folk Alley comes from a very contemporary vent. And that's what it's all about. Folk Alley is amazing, and that's where you'll hear the new musicians, and that's where you'll hear a little bit of the stuff that's already been around for a long, long, long time. You could probably go for a whole year, however, and listen to Folk Alley and not hear Pete Seeger and not hear Tom Paxton. They don't get into that kind of thing very much. It's not as complete as they would like you to believe. But it is it's very diverse and very varied in its, but they get into some interesting things. They call Tom Paxton, when you do hear him, like classic folk, and they get into these industrial terms. Folk is folk. There's no such thing as classic folk, and there's no such thing, you know, really, there shouldn't even be contemporary and traditional. We should get out of those boxes. Folk is folk. It's music to be shared, and it's music to be treasured, whether it's Josh Ritter or Josh White. It doesn't really matter. But I'm the only one that thinks that way. Anyway, so Folk Alley is another good one. And then there's WUNB out of Boston. They have a couple of different streams. They have one for contemporary folk and one for traditional folk. And their traditional folk is really, really, really traditional. Oh, my gosh. It's great stuff. And then the Radio Avenue website has a bunch of different things on it. And it has a thing called Folk Time. And Folk Time is really, to me, it's sort of the ultimate because it does do a much better mix of, if we're going to do the labeling, traditional and contemporary and all that. It is true folk, even more than Folk Alley. And it, you know, you'll hear Pete Seeger on there just as much as you'd hear the Waylon Jennies or anybody like that. And some old blues, and they really go in and they do internet downloads and everything. They're really cool. It's called radioavenue.com. And they have all kinds of different stations. They have jazz and country and all kinds of stuff. And they do this thing called Folk Time. Folk Time, to me, is amazing. And then the last one is, I believe, out of Canada. And it's called Calm Radio, as in C-A-L-M, space radio. And they have all kinds of things going on there, too. They have, like, a stunning array of classical music selections. Oh, my gosh. They have, like, high Baroque, late Baroque, early Baroque, and Baroque. I mean, that's how detailed they are. And they have classical set up as a per composer. Same with jazz. But it is a calm network. It doesn't get too rowdy. And they have a thing called Folk Today. And that's where you're going to hear the more contemporary. And then they just have a thing called Folk. And that's a way cool thing too. Dylan, Neil Young, the Kingston Trio. They're the only place, the only website where I've heard the Kingston Trio. And then they go into Pete Seeger and they go back. Calm Radio. So those are some avenues to find more folk music. And of course, don't you be forgetting now that Spokane Public Radio has, including my show, has three folk shows. And Northwest Public Radio, including my show, also has three folk shows. Although American Roots gets into some other really cool kinds of music. There's the Thistle and Shamrock and Inland Folk. And that's where that goes. On Spokane Public Radio, there's, of course, the great Carlos Alden's Nacho Celtic Hour. And Kevin Brown, who since has gone into the singer-songwriting thing, his view of bluegrass has broadened a lot. And it was already kind of broad. And he does some way cool bluegrassy things. And that's on Sunday. All of that is on their Folk Sunday. And, yeah, and if you're in Seattle, KOW, I don't know if they've got a lot of folk stuff, but KBCS out of Bellevue has some still. They streamlined about 5 or 6 years back and took out a lot. But they have some locally produced folk stuff that's pretty awesome. And you got to hunt, but it's all there. It's all there. All righty. Where am I at here? I think I'm going to start out. Here's one more Dylan. This is from the Tempest album. And it's about the Titanic. And again, great writer. This is wonderful. This is a well-produced album. And this is actually, I believe, his, before he started doing the songbook stuff, his studio album where he does sort of all original stuff. All righty, here we go. No. We want that one. There we go.
Glory out of a western town. She told a sad, sad story of the great ship that went down. 'Twas the 14th day of April, over the way she rode, sailing into tomorrow to a golden age foretold. The night was bright with starlight, the seas were sharp and clear, moving through the shadows, the promised hour was near. Lights were holding steady, gliding over the foam, all the lords and ladies heading for their eternal home. The chandeliers were swaying from the balustrades above. The orchestra was playing the songs of faded love. The watchman, he lay dreaming as the ballroom dancers twirled. He dreamed the Titanic was sinking into the underworld. Sketchbook, he was often so inclined. He closed his eyes and painted the scenery in his mind. Cupid struck his bosom and broke it with a snap. The closest woman to him, he fell into her lap. He heard commotion, something sounded wrong. His inner spirit was saying that he couldn't stand here long. He staggered to the quarterdeck, no time now to sleep. Water on the quarterdeck, already 3 foot deep. Smokestack was leaning sideways, heavy feet began to pound. He walked into the whirlwind, the sky splitting all around. The ship was going under, the universe had opened wide. The roll was called up yonder, the angels turned aside. Lights down in the hallway,
flickering dim and dull. Dead bodies already floating in the double bottom hull. The engines then exploded, propellers they failed to start. The boilers overloaded, the ship's bow split apart. Passengers were flying backward, forward, and fast. They mumbled, fumbled, and tumbled, each one more weary than the last. The veil was torn asunder between the hours of 12 and 1. No change, no sudden wonder could undo what had been done. The watchmen lay there dreaming at 45 degrees. He dreamed the Titanic was sinking, dropping to her knees. Wellington, he was sleeping, his bed began to slide. His valiant heart was beating, he pushed the tables aside. Glass of shattered crystal lay scattered round about. He strapped on both his pistols, how long could he hold out? His men and his companions were nowhere to be seen. In silence there he waited for time and space to intervene. The passageway was narrow, there was blackness in the air. He saw every kind of sorrow, heard voices everywhere. Alarm bells were ringing to hold back the swelling tide. Friends and lovers clinging to each other side by side. Mothers and their daughters descending down the stairs, jumped into the icy waters. Love and pity sent their prayers. The rich man, Mr. Astor, kissed his darling wife. He had no way of knowing be the last trip of his life. Calvin, Blake, and Wilson gambled in the dark. Not one of them would ever live to tell the tale or disembark. Brother rose up against brother in every circumstance. They fought and slaughtered each other in a deadly dance. They lowered down the lifeboats from the sinking wreck. There were traitors, there were turncoats, broken backs and broken necks. The bishop left his cabin to help all those in need. Turned his eyes up to the heavens, said the poor are yours to feed. Davy, the brothel keeper, came out, dismissed his girls. Saw the water getting deeper, saw the changing of his world. Jim Dandy smiled, he'd never learned to swim. Saw the little crippled child, and he gave his seat to him. He saw the starlight shining, streaming from the east.
death was on the rampage, but his heart was now at peace. They battened down the hatches, but the hatches wouldn't hold. They drowned upon the staircase of brass and polished gold. Leo said to Cleo, I think I'm going mad. But he lost his mind already, whatever mind he had. He tried to block the doorway to save all those from harm. Blood from an open wound poured down his arm. Petals fell from flowers till all of them were gone. In the long and dreadful hours the wizard's kiss played on. The host was pouring brandy, he was going down slow. He stayed right till the end, he was the last to go. There were many, many others, nameless here forevermore. They'd never sailed the ocean or left their homes before. The watchman, he lay dreaming, the damage had begun. He dreamed the Titanic was sinking, and he tried to tell someone. Above him and beneath him, 50,000 tons of steel. He looked over at his compass, and he gazed into its face. Needle pointing downward, he knew he'd lost the race. In the dark illumination, he remembered bygone years. He read the book of Revelation, and he filled his cup with tears. When the Reaper's task had ended, 1600 had gone to rest. The good, the bad, the rich, the poor, the loveliest and the best. They waited at the landing, and they tried to understand, but there is no understanding for the judgment of God's hand. News came over the wires and struck with deadly force. Love had lost its fires, all things had run their course. The watchman, he lay dreaming of all things that can be. He dreamed the Titanic was sinking into the deep blue sea.
Oh, The Tempest, Bob Dylan's song about the Titanic, which is loaded up with all kinds of inaccuracies, which means it's really a sort of a good folk song in the oral tradition. A lot of things are way off, but he made the points he needed to make in that song, 45 verses or so without a chorus or anything, which we were just talking about ballads and what that means. And of course, there were so many ballads in the old days, really old days, way, way back, that had no chorus. The reasons why there's all that repetition. It wasn't so repetitious as much as it just was sort of a random account of Bob Dylan's version of the Titanic thing. And again, loaded up with lots of inaccuracies, but then so was the movie. So it's okay, I guess, to be inaccurate. But you want to make sure that at least somewhere along the line, people get that they can find out about these things and find out the real truths, if you want to use that terminology. But again, Bob Dylan, in this particular song, The Tempest, had points to make, and he made them. And that's kind of what the song is all about. It's not necessarily about accuracy, and it's a good thing, because it's not already. The Tempest, from Bob Dylan's, before he started getting into the American Songbook thing with his, what is it, the Something Shadows album. And now there's a new one called Luckless Angel or Fallen Angel. And they're both these songbook things. And apparently he sounds pretty good on them. I haven't heard them myself, but he does a great version, they say, of Lucky Old Sun. That Lucky Old Sun keeps rolling around heaven all day. Let's stick with the C. Billy O'Shea, Michael Black, Billy O'Shea.
We all got drunk in Dublin City, fall down me Billy. We all got drunk in Mars the Pity, fall down Billy O'Shea. Fall down, fall down, fall down me Billy. We're bound away for America, fall down Billy O'Shea. We lay down on Sir John Rogerson's quay, fall down me Billy. And when we woke we were out to sea, fall down Billy O'Shea. Fall down, fall down, fall down me Billy. We're bound away for America, fall down Billy O'Shea. We are no sailors, Captain dear, fall down me Billy. And a bit unhappy to reef or steer, fall down Billy O'Shea. Fall down, fall down, fall down me Billy. We're bound away for America, fall down Billy O'Shea. And said, I've a cure for that. Fall down, me Billy. And here for a start is a dose of the cat. Fall down, Billy O'Shea. Oh, fall down, fall down, fall down, me Billy. We're bound away for America. Fall down, Billy O'Shea. He sent him up to the topmast yard. Fall down, me Billy. When he hit the deck, he took it hard. Fall down, Billy O'Shea. Fall down, fall down, fall down, me Billy. We're bound away for America. Fall down, Billy O'Shea. We wrapped him up in the canvas sail. Fall down, me Billy. We lowered him gently over the rail. Fall down, Billy O'Shea. And over the side and down he goes. Fall down, me Billy. Davy Jones with his pitch through his nose. Fall down, Billy O'Shea. Ah! Fall down, fall down, fall down, me Billy. Bound away for America. Fall down, Billy O'Shea. Ah! Fall down, fall down, fall down, me Billy. Bound away for America. Fall down, Billy O'Shea. Thank you.
Down by the river is a tall willow tree, who weeps all night for you and me. And it's lay down low, my love, and it's lay down, my own true love. The shadows are falling, the night has come. And it's lay down low, my love. Under the branches of the brown thorn tree, the wild bird is watching o'er Lishnashi. And it's lay down low, my love. And it's lay down, my own true love. The shadows are falling, the night has come, and it's lay down low, my love. Lake Derivara, there's a white feathered swan who sings of sorrow the whole night long, and it's lay down low, my love. And it's lay down, my own true love. The shadows are falling, the night has come. And it's lay down low, my love.
Edinburgh set. Oh my gosh, that was kind of nice with a little harp and whistle there, the Edinburgh set. And, you know, the Edinburgh set, the thing about the Edinburgh set is it took us 6 minutes past the break because I wasn't paying attention. I was just sort of, I was getting into everything so much that I got sidetracked. And that's how these things go. Oh my gosh, we're 6 minutes, 7 minutes late on the break now. Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. Here's the late break. It's not even late breaking news, it's a late breaking break. Yes, indeed, we're coming back. Hang on.
It takes funding from a variety of sources to keep Northwest Public Radio on the air. Grants, financial contributions from listeners like you, and sponsorship from community partners, including Pullman Disposal and Schweitzer Engineering Laboratories. Learn more about our program sponsors and how you can join them. Just send an email to nwpr@wsu.edu.
Overcast skies and showers to start off the weekend, remaining partly cloudy tonight. Tomorrow you'll wake up to a warmer and sunny Sunday and Monday, before the wind picks up again next week, becoming gusty, and then the rain returns again by Tuesday. Pullman today will only reach a high of 62, and in the Lewis Clark Valley, 69.
Goodness, goodness, now we're back on track. Yes, we are. Michael Black, one more from... How do you... Isn't that Willow Tree thing such a great song? I had a chance to perform that at Tumbleweed with Michelle Cameron on the cello. And she blew me away. She blew everybody away. She's so good at what she does anyway. And when we did that, it was just amazing. And then the late Teresa Morgan, who actually was very factual in how she complimented folks, and she said, "Dan, that was the most sensitive I've ever heard you sound." And of course, that had to do with the cello and the way Michelle Cameron harmonized on the cello with the vocal. And she's very, very good at that. Oh my goodness. One more from Michael Black.
Here I stand in a land that isn't my own, far from the country that I call my own. Sent here by government and hung by a king, and I'm told I must kill men in order to bring peace to a foreign land. There he lies on a land no longer his own, in a grey of a country he once called his home. He was sent here by government who might not agree, and if someone must kill him, God, why is it me? To bring peace to a foreign land. Don't despise the deserter, don't despise the deserter who ran from the war. Don't despise the deserter, don't despise the deserter who ran from the war. I went down to drag him away from the wire, with the rifles to my left, and we started to fire. He was riddled with bullets, I was smothered in blood, and I can't see how murdering somebody could bring peace to a foreign land. Don't despise the deserter, who ran from the war. Don't despise the deserter, don't despise the deserter who ran from the war. Threw down my gun, I ran with the moon and slept by the sun. Arrested by government and charged by the king, to be shot 'cause I can't kill in order to bring peace to a foreign land. Don't despise the deserter, don't despise the deserter who ran from the war. Don't despise the deserter, don't despise the deserter who ran from the war.
In a vault of stone, in a house at the end of the lane, an old man weeps in his door alone, and he sings out this mournful refrain. She will not come back, she will not come back, though the mountains fall down to the sea, and the sky burns to cinders, and the rivers run black, she will not come back to me.
no lightning reed from his books of lore, and the staff in the corner, no fire, and the crystal ball always bright before, as gray as the dust of desire. She will not come back, she will not come back, though we call on the powers that be. They will cipher this message in his cold zodiac. She will not come back, she will not come back, she will not come back to me. Joy, my love, was a dance in spring. Life was the touch of her lips, and a brook ran mad to my cave downstream from the miracle hills of her hips. She will not come back, she will not come back, though the stars hang their tears in the trees. And tireless Orion lies spent in his tracks. She will not come back, she will not come back, she will not come back to me. She will not come back to me.
Pick me up, let's take a ride. Don't care anywhere, just try. Windows down, I feel alive. The engine's humming, makes me high. Tell me all your reasons why, or don't say anything, just try. Sing along and cruise the dial. Me, I'm all for killing time. Hold drop me off, it's almost time. Not too close or in the light. These spinning wheels in time of mine, the road another crooked line. Just hold on, don't say nothing's wrong. I don't wanna be lonely, don't wanna be blue. I said hold on, don't say nothing's wrong. I don't wanna be lonely, don't wanna be lonely with you. Pick me up, let's take a ride. Don't care anywhere, just try.
Woodpecker woman, chip away, whittle, carve my name in a hickory fiddle, dance all night, dream just a little, I go like the raven. Down in the meadow, deep in the holler, bullfrog sing to the bug-eyed crawler, slide to the rake, hop to the collar, reel with the willow waving. Shine the merlin moonbeam, I set my dancing fleet to fly over the dark and nervous sky, I go like the raven, yeah. Locked me down in a sawdust cellar, fed me beans and bacon. Through the doorway he did enter, played him coy, played him tender, played him slumber. Through the winter gone when the birds awaken. Shine the merlin moonbeam, I set my dance with feet to fly over the dark and nervous sky, I go like the raven.
I go like the raven, Tracy Grammer, singing the solo on that, playing the fiddle and the mandolin and the guitar. Dave Carter, the late Dave Carter, playing the banjo. I really wonder what Tracy Grammer's doing. You know, after Dave Carter died, She did all kinds of cool stuff. And, yeah, what can you say? She was amazing. And she did a lot of neat concerts, and she did some posthumously, put together some posthumously released albums of Dave Carter, and then did an album of Dave Carter songs herself, and did a couple of EPs. She's an excellent, excellent singer. Does house concerts and things. I don't know if she's Portland-based or just what she's doing, but she's amazing. And Dave Carter got that. And initially, when she basically was a side person and basically backed him up on stuff, eventually he figured it out and she figured it out, and they became a duo. And did basically while he was living, they did three really cool albums on Signature Sound. And then when he died, I believe there are some posthumously released albums on Sugar Hill and some other labels. And there's quite a bit of Dave Carter material out this posthumously, including a Christmas album, an 8-song holiday album. It's got some awesome stuff because Dave Carter had a great outlook on all these mythological things, and he combined philosophies and he combined sort of outlooks and everything, Dave Carter. Before that, then we also heard in there Reed Jameson and Carolyn Mills, the Reed Jameson band there from the album Juniper Kitchen. Juniper Kitchen is a good album. We got a lot of Reed Jameson here. He does an album kind of devoted to Elvis. He does one to Leonard Cohen. We're going to hear from that in the next hour. Reed Jameson. Amanda Cully doing the playlists, and we get all sidetracked because it's a 3-hour show and it's easy to get sidetracked. That's why we're always late on the breaks and stuff. Anyway, she's doing the playlists. Playlists come out Monday or Tuesday, and when you check them out, you'll see Amanda's handiwork. Alrighty? Email me at D as in Daniel, M-A-H-E-R at WSU.edu, or you can call me at 509-332-5047. Don't try to sell me anything. I won't buy. Okay? You're not a carpet salesman. You're a good listener. Okay? We have the Rankin family in the background doing the Morun Galgilis. It's from their very, very first album. It's the very first cut on their very first album called the Rankin Family on the Rankin Family recording label. And I'm pretty sure it's still available. I think most of their stuff is on their website. So you can go to it, and that's the easiest way to get Rankin Family material. Alrighty, because people still keep asking about this. Heather Rankin has a new album out. I'd be interested to hear that and see what that's like. Anyway, we're coming right back. Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Marr, and we are coming back. Hang on, because we're coming back. Hang on now.